1240 AM WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Yeah.
My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining you with me is you, the listener, as always.
Yep.
Twin brother Billy to my
Hello.
Left.
Hello. How are you?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Welcome back to another week. I'm done griping. I'm done accusing anybody of anything, and I'm moving on.
Yeah, push on.
New year.
Yeah, indeed. Yes.
2020, get that money.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that working out?
I'm getting closer.
All right.
You know, played lotto tonight. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, it's not 2020 waste that money.
No, but it could be.
It will probably be.
Until I win.
I had a bad Twix.
You did?
10 minutes ago.
How do you know if a Twix bar is off?
I'll tell you now. When you bite into it and then you pull it away, it should have that string of caramel going, you know?
Sure.
This one had nothing. It was like good.
Dried.
Yeah, it was dead. It was dead.
We've been there. I've seen it.
Billy knows it well. So my new year is not off to a good start.
Hashtag Twix right up front. Big prop promo for them. Welcome to the show, Twix.
Yeah. See you around.
It's been a fun week for me.
Yeah.
I caved and got the kids a new video game console.
Okay. Ooh,
Santa Claus didn't bring one this year, but then all of a sudden my wife and I were sitting around the house, and I'm doing the sober January thing. I haven't had a cocktail in January. So I was thinking to myself, well, I got a little extra dough from not going out, you know?
Sure.
And the kids...
Let's get a Sega.
Exactly, man. But I didn't get a... Exactly, man.
Yeah, all right.
But I didn't get a Sega. I went to GameStop.
Sound like Slater from...
Gotta get some games if you quit drinking.
Yeah. What'd you go with? PlayStation?
I went to GameStop. The first time I went to GameStop, I thought we were going to go get it on Sunday, last Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Went there. Guy's like, I got a console here, and I thought it was going to be, like, a little cheaper than what they're going for. PlayStation 4, a refurb, all right?
Uh-huh.
Hashtag PlayStation 4.
Yeah. Does that take discs?
Yeah, they take discs. It's like $400.
What size are the discs? Like CDs?
They're compact.
All right, so they're still doing that.
Yep. Right.
Okay.
You can download them online, too.
Whoa. Back up.
Yep.
So you had to buy some discs then.
Well, this thing was very sophisticated. I wasn't about to go in there, you know, and then the guy's like, and then another, you got to get a second joystick. That's $60.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
The add-ons.
All of a sudden, the add-ons with tax, I'm going, this is going to be like $550.
You need the new.
And I'm going to get like one game.
Yeah.
You know?
Get golf, Lee Trevino golf.
So I said, we can't do it right now. We can't. I'll come back Wednesday, you know? So I thought about it for a couple days.
Sure.
Then I went to a different GameStop. I said, I got to see this. I started
bargain hunting at GameStop.
Exactly. I started game surfing, stopping. You know,
there's bargain hunting at GameStop.
There's lots of guys like you out there, though. That's what they do on a Saturday afternoon. They hit like five different GameStops.
Honey, I'll be back. Own a few GameStops. No trouble here. So I went to the Melrose Park GameStop.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. And I brought my old. I had an old Sega Genesis.
Okay.
All right. I had an old Nintendo 64.
Yeah, that I purchased for your children.
No, I had a Wii U. So I had three consoles.
I had the Wii U. I had the 64.
The Wii U was the one that I purchased. Yeah.
So you brought in all your used garbage?
I brought in all my broken consoles, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, there was a very kind of, he was a young Latin Hispanic guy. Looked a little bit like a young Jeff Goldblum.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Sophisticated.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
He was the clerk there. You know, I was waiting for him to turn into the
fly or something. Wait a second.
Yeah. But I said, what do I get for these, you know?
Right.
I want to do a trade-in.
$30.
Guys, like, I got PlayStation 3. All right, I got a refurb. It's $105. You know, I go, all right, now we're back in the good wheelhouse that I wanted to be in.
Okay.
I wanted to come here, maybe drop $150. The kids will be elated. You know, they're with me in the store trying everything out. They're in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm like, this will be a fun family thing to do for a little while. Play some games together. Yeah. Also, start videotaping me being bad at the games. Why are the dads in the successful YouTube videos like freakishly good at video games? Why don't they have a dad who's just terrible?
Because they're dorks.
Yeah. That's a nice idea.
idea. See how my brain's working at constant rapid movement?
So wait, this is all a plan so you can film yourself playing video games?
Getting your butt kicked by your kids?
This is nuts. All right, keep going.
I'm going into the business of losing. of losing at video games and taping it. And taping my tantrums, you know? And marketing it.
Uh-huh.
That was on an episode of The Simpsons, Angry Dad. They started a cartoon. Bart started a cartoon about his dad.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So I went in there, Jeff Goldblum.
What'd they offer you? What'd you get?
So he's got the...
It's always disappointing what they offer.
Well, everything...
It's like CarMax.
Exactly. It was like trade in a car. The guy goes, well, takes this barcode.
$16.
Ding, ding. He goes, market value, $8. You know, I'm like...
For everything?
No. The total all in for everything.
Yeah.
He gave me like $70 credit.
Yeah. That's
not
pretty good.
Bad, right?
If you're buying a $100 thing.
So he goes, here, do this. Give us $150. He like cut a deal. You know, I'll give you the $80 credit. And then I put the rest towards, I got a second joystick and about 15 games.
Nice. Okay.
PlayStation 3. He goes, start the keys. Guys, this Goldblum boy was a great salesman. You know, I want to say, Goldblum boy, you got a future. Yes. But you haven't told me what you want to pay for the games yet.
Uh-huh. So have you broken it in?
Absolutely. But Goldblum boy hooked it up. Uh-huh. And
Johnny Goldblum.
Right. Where was the story going?
Sorry. You were telling us that Goldblum hooked you up. You got Goldblum boy.
Phil sounds like a detective.
Hooked you up. And that you had purchased an extra controller and 15 games with your PS3. And he said, get the kids started, and then there you go.
Right. What he said.
Thank you, Detective Bill.
Sure. Bill, thank you. Thank you, because I got boomeranged there. You know, it's too much Goldblum talk does that to me.
Go ahead.
I lose my train of thought. Yes. Anyway, I bought these games. And
what games?
I got a PS3, mind you. These are old games.
Yeah, right.
Sure. But the guy said to me, he goes, your kids have never played a PlayStation before? I go, no. He goes, just buy the three. Do this deal.
Yeah, they don't know anything.
Get them acclimated with the joystick and how the user interface of the games and how the console works.
Sure.
So now you're talking
interfaces. And then he goes, we got the five coming out, you know, later this summer. Yeah. That is like a car. You know, get the 94 today. Come trade it in 6 months, you know?
Sure.
Hey, it only costs you $480.
Right.
Yeah.
I get the finance guy. Let me get the finance guy for you.
Here's some coffee over there if you want it.
Finance guy comes out. That's death. That's the reaper right there.
Oh, yeah.
Your credit's not where we thought it was going to be.
Finance guy always looks like he doesn't have a...
You got 10 minutes?
Finance guy always looks like he doesn't have a sense of humor.
No.
It's like, oh, great. Here's Jeff, the finance
Mr. Bad
guy.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true, though. Mr. Bad News.
Mr. Bad News.
Oh, is that Mr. Bad News to my left? Come in.
Send him Mr. Bad News. Let's get it over with.
Now that we've had you here for 3 hours.
What are my payments? $980? Sure. Okay.
We started talking about games and we're into cars.
That's the same game.
So you couldn't finance a three.
No, so he said, get the five comes out later this year, come back, trade it in. It's a good deal. So I brought the thing home, I plugged it in. I haven't played a console in more than a decade.
Console.
I was like, we played that Wii U.
You know what I'm going to call you?
Yeah, but I didn't like I'm not a Nintendo guy anymore. I want to play the sports games, and Nintendo doesn't have too many sports games.
Okay. Whoa, take it easy. What are you, in all seventh grade?
Yes!
I'm going to call you Craig.
So you put, all right,
Craig
you set
console.
It up. You, first time you had really, you know, gotten into this guy.
First time I had gotten into...
Did you sit Indian style?
I had a beanbag chair.
Oh, wow.
For games.
That's nice.
Uh-huh.
My game chair.
I had a beanbag chair for games.
That's something Mick Jagger said in a folklore story once. It's a good lyric to the top of a Rolling Stones song. I had a beanbag chair for games.
Oh, sure. Late. That's like late Jagger.
Right.
It's like 94.
Romantic Jagger.
Had a beanbag chair for games.
That's what Goldblum Boy hummed that all the way to his car after he sold me the console.
Yeah, he did.
One thing I do know that he also had.
What?
When he sold those consoles to me.
Beanbags full of oatmeal?
Absolutely. McCann's Irish Oatmeal. Good. This show is presented by it. It's the world's greatest oatmeal. More after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third-generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell him Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, Hoolies Hoolie!
Yes.
We were talking about gaming before the break.
Games.
I've purchased my first console in a decade.
Right.
It's a PS3. Yeah. I'm a little late to the game, but I wanted to get...
This is nuts.
Right, it's a 93 Toyota. I'm a little late to the game, but I wanted to get kids acclimated on the automatic trains. You know what I mean?
Right.
Wow.
This console's got a different kind of joystick. You guys should get used to it. The games that I got, the kids it was hard because we got home from GameStop and it was already like 9 o'clock at night. It was like bedtime.
Yeah, right.
I let them stay up till about midnight playing.
And then you stayed up till 4 a.m.
Yes, I did.
Knocking out people.
2 a.m. But yeah, I got Knockout Kings. I don't know actual year it is. I don't know what absolute year it is. It's a Knockout Kings game. Where you get to be a boxer.
It's a boxing game, right.
It's a boxing game.
And you got into it.
You can be all the greats.
Were you sweating?
Clay, I was telling you last night, I got sucked. I'm sucked into this game.
How many rounds you did go?
I went 10 rounds last night. I was fighting with Manny Pacquiao, and I fought Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
Did you have a mouthpiece in the whole time?
I should. In the commercial, I do. You know? PlayStation. That says PlayStation on my mouthpiece while I'm playing. I smile.
That's great.
Those boxing I'll be up games, in a minute. It's his wife.
And Mr. T's your corner man.
Yes.
Those boxing games can be kind of...
All those games are addictive.
They are, but even the boxing games, because you find yourself...
Oh, yeah, you're grooving.
Bill's gyrating in his chair.
Moving with the joystick.
You're bobbing and weaving.
Yeah, I had a buddy of mine years ago, because I was used to the bobbing and weaving while you're just like, you know, pressing buttons.
Yeah.
It's when the Wii first came out, and you had this, like, you just flick your wrist, you know?
Yeah, you couldn't handle it.
No, I thought that it detected, he had a boxing game on Wii. We had had a few cocktails.
You thought it was going to gyrate with you.
He's like, you want to fight me a Wii? And I was like, yeah.
You want to fight me a Wii?
What a world.
Couple of whiskeys. You want to fight me in Wii?
Hey, how old are you? You want to fight me in Wii?
And,
yeah.
There's like...
You over 18?
It was, you know what it was? We went back to his house because he was moving the next morning, and we're like, all right, well, like, he's like, all you guys, like, I'll pay for all your drinks tonight, everything. Like, everyone come back to my house.
I got no furniture. All I got is this little boxing ring and weed.
He's like, help me get all this stuff out of my place tomorrow morning. And we're like, all right, fine. You know, you're 23 years old.
Let's get drunk and stay up all night and play weed.
I built this little boxing ring out of cardboard. It's cool.
We're over there, and I'm doing it against one of my buddies, and we're both of us. Are so idiotic, stupid that we're like punching with it, like in the air
with the joystick in here,
like with the joystick, and then we're like, whew. Like after a round, you're like exhausted, you know?
Yeah, guys, like you're doing it all wrong.
And I'm like, go down, and the other guy's like, I can't get a punch off, like we're screaming, yelling. Finally, this guy comes out of his bedroom because he's like the guy having the party. He's like, here, you guys can do this. I'm just gonna go take a little snooze for. And we're like, he comes out
because Cosmo.
He can hear us yelling in there and he goes, you guys. And he goes here, and he stands next to me, and he goes, now you try to punch, and I can't punch. And he's flicking his wrist, and the guy's just jabbing me in the face like 100 times. And I'm like, oh. And that's my boxing
Billy's
story.
Billy's joystick story.
Billy's boxing joystick story.
For you.
When I asked for a new joystick,
right.
They looked at me, a little Goldblum boy looked at me a little cross-eyed. Like
oh,
that's
did.
A politically incorrect term for paddle.
Oh, you know? A paddle is what they call
so
it.
So you're telling me it's $60 for a new joystick?
A what?
A new joystick. Paddle, sir. GameStop etiquette.
Ah, yes, the GameStop etiquette.
Well, welcome.
What do
welcome.
They call them now?
Now it's all everything's on your phone or a tablet, right? You don't even mess around.
No, I mean, what do they call the a controller?
It's virtual.
Controller.
Yeah, like a controller pad.
It's
right?
VR. It's VR Madden.
There is no real name. You can't
CES.
Say
CES. You know the CES convention in Vegas?
Nope.
No.
Consumer Electronics Show?
Okay.
It's very large. Big deal. It's been in the news all week.
Yeah.
I saw a thing. Samsung has developed a chat bot that is essentially a human.
Wow, we're back like to robots, as
a human
always.
Chat bot.
Okay.
Well, we were talking.
What does he do? He talks?
Eventually, they said that this sort of generated avatar, as they call it,
mm-hmm.
Will be in broadcasting. Okay.
Oh, welcome to ESPN.
Well, it'll learn. I can't imagine what it'll be able to learn the cadence of this show.
Welcome to the
it's
world.
Very evolved.
Welcome to the World Series. Yeah, that would be you know? Bad.
There's no way a robot's coming up with robot. Well, go, Bloom Boy.
No way.
But in any event, that's what they're touting. They're touting that this person essentially could be hired by a movie studio or production company to replicate parts for humans that can't be on set any longer. Stuff like that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
That's okay. The first way it might be implemented. It's terrifying. I don't know if I like it.
It's pretty scary, yeah.
It might just be a very big publicity stunt because that was the story of the show. It was like, look at it. Somebody made a human.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Consumer Electronics Show. Humans.
Well, I don't want to be around when that happens.
You know? That's terrifying.
No.
Terrifying.
No, I don't. No. No robot for me.
Did you guys watch that?
As if you have a choice. Yeah. All right, no robot for me.
No robot for me.
Staying
forget
right
it.
Here, 1982.
I'm surrounding myself with only humans.
Well, Major League Baseball doesn't like technology, apparently.
Ooh, I know.
Astro
scandal.
Yeah. This is the biggest thing that hit professional sports in quite some time. Oh, I think because, I don't know, we saw the thing what happened with the Patriots in the NFL years ago, right?
Deflategate?
Deflategate. But nobody got, like, lost their jobs over it. You know, there were some fines passed down, but there may have been people that, I think there were a couple people that eventually did lose their jobs, but, like, Belichick didn't get fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or anything like that. This is on a whole nother level. This, like, stems from other coaches within the organization, like
even in other franchises
about
now,
a bench coach helping out a manager, helping out a general manager. I mean, like
Alex Cora,
right,
left to go to the Bo Sox, and then he won it. They're like, he probably cheated too.
Well, that's part of it because the Red Sox are under investigation too. So it's incredible. It's like the chain of events. They're saying that Carlos Beltran, who is now the New York Mets manager, could be the next guy to go down. But he's claiming, him and the Mets have been silent. He's claiming so far that he doesn't know anything about it. But his name apparently has been named in the official Major League report.
Our listeners, what exactly is the scandal? What happened?
Apparently during the 2017 World Series, the Houston Astros had a camera in their center field area of the ballpark, all right?
Yeah.
And somebody who had realized that at certain points during the game, this camera would be on, that if they just had a camera there permanently,
mm-hmm.
what they could do was is that they could have someone watching that all the time and then, they would find the different, the similar
signs
and timing of what these guys were doing to figure out what pitches were going to be thrown, and then they would signal. Initially, it would start out with guys in a dugout being signaled from somebody in center field. To be banging on, like a trash can.
It's crazy.
And then there were other. Then they figured out that they didn't need that. They could just have someone in the back, like the batting cage area or whatever, in the back of the dugout or in the back mm-hmm. the locker room, watching footage, and just relaying it through via text message on a phone to the guys in the dugout, letting the manager know. All right, like when you see the cadence of these signs being called, this is what it means. Let your hitters know, and.
There were an Apple Watches.
There were other pitchers that were like, that got hip to it and had complained about it. Then there was an investigation, and then it turns out like it's true. And Cora was one of the main guys. Now AJ, I think his Hinch was the manager of Houston at the time. He apparently they all knew about it in some capacity. Some people say that Cora is one of the major masterminds behind it when he was with Houston, and that's why his you know, he was fired from Boston as well. But some people are saying that he brought that kind of ideology and practice to Boston with him, and they used it for a little bit of their advantage.
And they won a World Series.
So, I mean, there's debate. Like, I guess the way you look at it, and they're saying that's cheating, all right? Well, I mean, I don't.
You don't think it's cheating?
I do think it's cheating in a certain, but it's also like it's there weren't kids carrying cell phones in schools 15, 20 years ago either that had access to things like Google during the test.
Well, you didn't have to think about that kind of stuff, and now you do.
Right.
Right.
You know, everyone's looking for an edge, whether it's a performance-enhancing drug or you're utilizing technology in some capacity. The crime is still the same.
Can't they just let these people play baseball?
Well, they're saying that the guy could get like a lifetime ban from baseball, all right?
But they can't take away those championships.
Well, they may put an asterisk next to him.
Put it, you know, 50 in the history asterisks book, next to him. It doesn't matter. It's already done.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty crazy. I've never seen anything like it in professional sports in my lifetime.
Except the Patriots.
Well, I know who didn't cheat.
Yeah.
Ken Jennings.
No way, man.
Greatest of all time Jeopardy winner.
Right. By far.
He did it. Pretty amazing. Did you watch any of that? I caught very little.
Oh, Mary and I watched all of it.
I thought it was a fantastic television.
Yeah, I loved it as well.
And it was great that people were really rallying behind, you know, smart people. It's amazing.
It is pretty like the
we're
questions
celebrating smart people.
I did find that the
what
questions
a novel idea
seemed a little bit tougher. I think we talked about this last week though too. But
so what is he to do now?
He gets a million
bones.
He
won a million bones.
He's going to be just cruising around?
I think he's going to become the next coach of the Houston Astros. I'm not sure.
I think he could become the next host of Jeopardy is what I think.
Ooh.
Really? Billy with a big showbiz call.
I think that, we all know that Alex is sick and that he's battling through this and this could be the end. And this
may have been back?
You know what, though? It may have been Alex is also because, you know, he's... Jeopardy is Alex Trebek. You know what I mean? So, like, it may have been.
Jeopardy is Trebek. There's no Jeopardy without Trebek.
It may have
Trebek.
Been him saying to the studios, you know, like, if there's anybody when I'd like to go out, if, you know, if there's if the game is going to be, Jeopardy's going to be continued to have success going forward, and I'm sure he cares, you know, he's like, maybe we do the greatest champions, and then we have, for at least an interim basis, you know, one of these guys be the host of Jeopardy, you know, that. I think it would be cool to see Ken Jennings all of a sudden become the host of Jeopardy. Can you imagine that? Like, the host is the greatest player of all time. You'd have a little bit more respect for the game, wouldn't you?
I think it'd be unbelievable. He's very charismatic, that Ken Jennings.
He's made a career out of this. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's incredible.
He's got endorsement deals. I'm sure he'll get another endorsement deal. Greatest of all time? Come on.
His background's pretty interesting, though. Like, I think he's from a military family, grew up overseas. Was always into trivia. Pretty incredible. But
always into trivia. Always into trivia.
Yeah. Yes, he was, Clay.
He was always into trivia. How about you with trivia? You any good over there?
Hit me with a question.
Oh, man.
Go ahead. Anything.
What's another name for... I don't know if I got one off the top of my head. Going. Yeah.
Come on. Someone hit me with a trivia question, please. Let's go.
When was Ken the last year the White Sox won the World Series?
When?
Yeah.
What year?
Yeah.
What was that, 06?
05!
05.
Good God.
I was drunk half that year.
Bill, you're mad at the Oscars.
I didn't.
The nominations came out.
They did, and I was like...
Bill didn't get one.
No, I talked about it on the show.
Billy got snubbed.
But I had seen some of the movies. Now, I haven't seen Little Women that got all these nominations.
I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen 1917. But I did see Dolomite Is My Name.
Right.
And I thought out of the other movies like
you've been raving about this since the night you saw it.
No nomination.
I know.
Nothing. And a lot of people felt, and the funny thing was
Eddie deserved it, man.
Netflix actually led the category this year for most nominations out of a non-studio house, considered a non-studio house.
Sure.
They beat out everybody, but Dolomite Is My Name got no nominations. That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's a good movie. I didn't see any of the other films, though, so I can't, you know, I have no sense of comparison, so I guess.
They're good. I don't know. I mean, the Oscars, to me, is lost. It's lust.
The Oscars, it's lost. It's lust. It's nothing.
The Oscars is lost. It's lust.
It is.
It's luster?
Yeah, it's
you mean it's luster.
It's luster.
Yeah, yeah. Not it's lust.
A lot of people lust for the Oscars.
You know, the Oscars have lost its lust. I'm going to start going to the AFVs now.
Oh, my. That's right.
There's a lot of lust in that room, boys and girls.
Oh, wow.
They should have a Vegas-type show guy at the beginning of the Oscars this year do a number.
Smoking.
The Oscars have lost their lust.
Smoking three cigarettes at once.
Yeah. Don't get snubbed this year.
We're going back in time. Back
Netflix,
in time.
Netflix, 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 Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Netflix, Netflix.
Oh, my. Oh, well, maybe we should write a musical. Lustful Oscar.
We should write. I want to get hired to write for the Oscars.
We should be host the Oscars, us three.
That would be fun if they got three just random people.
We're not random. We're radio stars.
I'm Susan from South Dakota. I'll be hosting the Oscars.
No, they should set up a lunch table like with three microphones and let us host like we're doing the radio show.
All right. That's actually a great idea. Just give one guy a shot at fame every year. Pull his name out of a like his name out of
just
a
just walk into a jewel and snatch like, him right out of like the...
this year's host of the Oscars, Ken Palachuk from Shopper.
Yeah.
You know,
what a great campaign for movie houses to do though. Like for every ticket you bought at a movie theater, they enter your name into this pool to become the host of the Oscars.
Yeah.
And they do it every year, and it's just a random guy.
I would be thoroughly entertained.
What if it was like a 13-year-old girl, you know, who's a movie fan?
They teach him how to do a song and dance number.
Yes!
She's going to come out and do a song and dance.
She's got to do a number, you know. Maybe Billy Crystal comes out. She comes out on Billy Crystal's shoulders or something.
Sure.
Why not? One can dream.
One can only dream about the Oscars, right?
No, that's a lonely thing to think about, isn't it?
Sure is.
I did want to play a song. This song's been in my head all week.
Ooh.
Really?
You like the Motels?
Oh, yeah.
From the 80s? This one's called Only the Lonely. More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
We walked the loneliest mile. We smile without any style. We kiss altogether wrong, no intention. We lie about each other's strengths. We live without each other. We'll be right back.
by the motels. Clay, that is kind of a lusty little
jam. That is lusty. Patty's in a lusty mood. That's Bill, actually.
No, I just was talking about the Oscars, and I got a little jacked up there.
I haven't seen a movie in a long time. I haven't seen, like, that Hollywood movie. I haven't seen any of them. So,
what do you mean? That Hollywood movie? That's a very vague...
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I haven't seen any of you. Not a Hollywood movie. Nothing.
Sure.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, okay. That. Thank you.
Yeah. Little Women, I haven't seen that.
Yep. 1917, No Dice.
No Dicey Deucey.
The Irishman you have seen.
I'm going to see The Irishman on Saturday night, too, and his name is Conor McGregor. Yeah,
his fight coming up.
Fighting the Cowboy.
Cowboy's
going to win, everyone.
Where is that fight?
Cowboy Cerrone. That's what you think he's going to do it, huh?
I saw an interview with Cowboy. Real friendly guy.
Is he?
Yeah. He's like, hey, I'm just glad to be here, you know, that type of guy.
Connor's like, you're going to die, Cowboy.
He's like, nah, it's fine.
Where is he fighting the Cowboy?
I don't know.
In the States?
In a cage.
GameStop.
GameStop, North Riverside.
Fighting him on my console tonight at midnight.
The food court at North Riverside. They're clearing out some tables.
Do they have a UFC game? Could you be?
Absolutely. There's a guy at work who raves about the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My wife works with a guy.
He's probably 50.
Yeah, my wife works with like a 50-year-old, and he's into some game, and he's always like, he's got like a headset, and he's always like,
Playing at work?
He like plays on the train. He's always talking about it. Like, I got the level 80,000.
Oh, wow. Got to distract yourself some way. Take away the pain.
Yeah.
You know?
The pain of being cattle every day.
The pain of being alive.
I thought you said the pain of being cattle prod every day.
That too.
So that would be painful. Yeah, it's very painful.
Play games because it takes away the pain of cattle prod.
The pain of being cattle prodded by the corporate America.
Yeah.
Sound like Jim Morrison.
Yeah, you do.
The pain of being cattle prodded by corporate America. Time after time.
Right.
Epstein didn't kill himself.
What have we done to the earth? What have we done to our fair sister?
Oh, man.
Boy.
Cattle prodded.
Ron.
Game stops. Ron. Building your GameStop.
What a crazy episode.
Yeah.
The plays just keeps going. The prose never ends. It's just an ongoing poem that Clay's writing for the rest of the episode.
Jim Morrison took over my body.
Right. Get out of my body, Morrison.
Officer, Jim Morrison took over my body.
What are you doing? Why are you naked? Officer, Jim Morrison took over my body.
Okay, get in the car, Morrison. You realize you're in the GameStop parking lot?
Get in the car, Lizard King.
Hey, Lizard King. Big seat, okay? I'm going to drive you home.
Holy goodness.
Yeah, officers. Sorry, Bill. What's that?
We're gearing up. We're going to a wrestling match tonight.
Underground wrestling?
Yeah, well, the listeners, as they're listening here on Saturday night, we'll be at BCW Wrestling.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Berwyn City Championship Wrestling. We're going to go check it out.
Nice.
Yeah. We don't know yet.
Frozen Mayhem is the name of the
event.
Our buddy,
Jack Carney, also known as Jack Monahan, is his wrestling name.
Sure.
He's going to be wrestling, supposedly, but he just messaged me tonight as, you know, we're taping this on Wednesday. He said he works for the city of Chicago.
It's a Streets and Sands guy.
So he's like, if it snows, I probably got to get out and plow. He goes, but I'm on call. So if he gets taken off of being on call, he said, I'll be there and I'll wrestle. He goes, but it's usually like a 24-hour notice. He goes, but there's probably a pretty good shot I'm not going to wrestle. But he said he'd be there anyways.
I'll wrestle him in the parking lot.
I don't think he'd want to.
No, I won't. I'm kidding. I'm 100% kidding.
But yeah, he said to check it out anyway, so we're still going.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event.
And I haven't been to, I've seen the movie The Wrestler with Mickey Rourke.
Right.
Great film.
It's an awesome movie.
Darren Aronofsky.
I've also seen the arena style setting of it.
I've also seen you two wrestle each other in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We love
violent
that
wrestling.
Yeah, we love that stuff.
Yeah, man, it was wicked.
Usually over a Nintendo game is how the wrestling would evolve.
Usually over, yeah.
One guy beating the other guy for the 10th
dribble.
Time. Yeah,
sure.
Right.
But yeah, I've seen both like styles. The other style, like I've only seen the style that we're gonna go see on Saturday night on film. I've never actually, been in person and seen like what it's like.
Yeah.
So it should
be interactive theater of it.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun. I think
it's gonna be amazing.
I think. Yeah, I'm bringing my kids.
It's gonna be like something you've never seen before.
It's wild. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that, you know, right, because I'm bringing Maddox and Patty's going to have his two kids. It. And but I'm just hoping that the edit, you know, like, I hope the crowd isn't too rowdy. And you
even
know,
if they are, that's life.
Right. So we'll see.
It's like going when I used to go to Bulls games in like 1987, and it was like the upper deck crowd was just like vulgar, smoking.
Right.
People wearing, you know,
just, nothing. Tank tops, you know, screaming and yelling.
Awesome starter jackets. The ground was sticky, stuck to your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Good
That's
times.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's going to be a good event. Let's take a break.
Okay.
More Hoolies Hoolie after these.
There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself no. It's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Buying a PS3.
You want some discs?
Right. Do you know anything about the Oscars or the Houston Astros baseball scandal?
Did you say the Oscars?
The Oscars.
The Oscars.
Are you going to watch the Oscars?
Excuse me, I won an Oscar.
Exactly. Pardon me, but I won an Oscar.
What do you mean I can't come in? I won an Oscar.
It's a kind of muffin, you know? In Great Britain.
We should start our own awards, the Oscars.
Yeah, it's, we just copy the statue but put it like a baseball hat on them.
Sure.
They make those statues in Chicago.
They do make the Oscars here in Chicago.
You can get the defective ones they throw in the dumpster. And pass those out.
Sure.
This one's dented here. Congratulations. So,
what are you doing these days? You know the defective Oscars that they got at the dumpster in Chicago?
I collect them.
I got a couple hundred of them. I slapped Leonardo DiCaprio's name on it.
And I started a thing called the eBay. I started a thing called the Oscars.
The Oscars. Yeah, I got a webpage.
It's
Oscars.
An alternative award show.
Yeah, we do
for
it
movies I like.
Yeah, we do it at the White Eagle every year.
Rent out the White Eagle for $3,200.
Well, crazy week for football, man.
Yeah. Joe Burrow's.
Joe Burrow won the national championship. Pretty awesome. I mean, it was a blowout.
How many Super Bowls will he win?
I think Burrow, they're saying that he's going to be a Cincinnati Bengal.
So zero.
Okay. He's going to be the first pick.
So zero. Yep.
Yeah. But the people of Ohio are very excited. The Bengals.
Yeah,
the
Bengal, I'm
well, Joe Burrow's an Ohio guy.
Yeah, right.
The quarterback of LSU, this year's Heisman winner.
It'd be like you playing for the
and
Bears.
And national champion. An undefeated national champion.
Amazing. Yeah.
What a season.
He's unreal.
Incredible. Yeah.
Great storyline to watch all year. It was kind of fun. They were down earlier in the game. Did you watch the first quarter
or
second quarter?
Yeah.
Man, he didn't look phased at all. He just came in cool and collected and just search and destroy.
I know.
Put up like 35 points in two quarters, and I was like, this is it. This is over.
And then you watch Patrick Mahomes do the same thing.
Wow! What an amazing comeback. That comeback reminded me of, do you remember when Frank Reich took in to play quarterback for Jim Kelly? And they were getting killed by Warren Moon and the Oilers. I think it was.
Yeah. No one remembers
yeah.
that.
No, it's like the 90, what is it, the 92 AFC Championship?
Maybe. Okay.
Something like that?
No, it's a playoff. I don't think it's the championship game.
I got to look that up. It's like one of the greatest comebacks ever.
Yeah.
You know, we don't remember
this
it well.
This was better.
This was on an equal level of like, this holy was like, smokes.
This was like a rope-a-dope. Like they were
the
just...
Bills game was more entertaining because it slowly happened till the end of the game
right.
when they finally came back and won
this
it.
This was from blowout to blowout.
But this was from blowout to blowout. I was shocked. That's right.
Yeah, they were down 24 points. I'm like, this is done. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You think in a playoff game, you're like, all right, if the other team's down 24 points going into the, you know, late second quarter, you're like, they got to catch some fire to come back. And that's what they did. 42 unanswered points. Ended up winning the game. I think, what was it, 51-41 they won the game?
I don't know.
Something nuts like that.
Crazy amount.
Yeah, good times.
I don't have the score in front of me. Then that the Ravens being knocked out was another big story.
Yeah. Bill said they were going to win
it
all.
I thought they were going to be your Super Bowl
champ. I said that too, though.
And I'm wrong.
I think 80% of the country said that. Who do you want to see win now, Bill?
Oh, boy. I think I'll go with the Niners.
I'll agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to see the Niners beat Green Bay, and I'd like to see – I don't know. You know what, though? Niners-Chiefs would be a great Super Bowl, I think.
Could be. I think I think every matchup's going to be.
You
got
to root for Garoppolo, Eastern Illinois,
Chicago guy.
Yeah, come on.
I do. Yeah, I like the Niners. I would like to see the Kansas City Chiefs win one. They haven't won one in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be special.
They win one with Montana.
Andy Reid's never won one. You know.
Right.
Like, I think it would be special to see that team do it.
I think that if there's anybody that's going, like. I'd take Kansas City to beat San Francisco.
You
right
should
now.
Start wearing a Chiefs
Mahomes
jersey.
Mahomes is just
Pat.
Like ridiculous.
I should start wearing a Chiefs hat?
Jersey.
Call me Chief.
To wear a Chiefs jersey.
Every I'm day Mahomes. To work. Why are you wearing a Chiefs jersey? You're from Chicago. I'm rooting for them now.
I like this jersey.
Maddox has a Mahomes jersey. A big Mahomes fan.
Oh, yeah. The white one or the red one?
All the kids
the red
are,
one.
All nice. The kids want. All the kids. All the kids. All the kids want the Mahomes jerseys.
Do they?
It's prop. Yeah, it's a real hot jersey. It does real well.
It's a real hot jersey.
It's a real hot jersey. Mahomes jersey.
Yeah.
I would like to see the Chiefs. I would like to see a rematch of Super Bowl II,
which is
Chiefs Packers.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That would be cool. Only this time the Chiefs.
I don't
want to
see the Packers.
I think the NFL is kind of happy with the teams that are in it right now. Like they're all good market teams. They're all going to draw a big audience.
I don't want the Packers to feel the joy of going to the Super Bowl.
Ugh, isn't it painful as a Bears
it's
fan to
awful.
Just watch
it's
that?
It's so painful.
Yeah,
to,
it's because, super painful.
Because we've just been in our rebuild, and it's like, ugh, you know. We thought this was our year for the Super Bowl after they stunk last year, and now they're back like in the NFC Championship game. It's like unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, is it that? Are we? You know, I don't want to get into it, but Jimbo Colbert is in the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
By the way. Former Chicago Bear.
He's on that great 85 Bears
he
team.
He marks, I think, the fifth player from the 85 Bears to make it to Canton, which is pretty incredible. So
nice.
You think you got Walter, Richard Dent, Singletary, Dan Hampton,
mm-hmm.
and now Jimbo Covert makes it the fifth. That's pretty incredible. Five Hall of Famers on one team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. The Bears also now have more guys in the hall in Canton than any other franchise.
That is true. Yeah. So congratulations to Jimbo Covert. Yeah.
Maybe they can play next year.
I wish they could. Yeah.
I wish we had
Jimbo,
more.
Do you want to come back?
I wish the Bears
please?
Had more guys like Jimbo Covert because our offensive line stunk
Billy,
at the end of the year.
Take
all
it
right.
easy, Bill.
They did. So congratulations on that. Was big news in sports.
Sports
today.
Doc.
Sports Doc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to games.
Game Doc.
Boy.
I've gotten the Madden. I've gotten snowboarding.
I've gotten the Madden.
I've gotten the Madden.
You sound like a River Forest father.
Really?
Which you are.
So I bought the console. I've gotten the Madden. I've gotten the snowboard game. I also have a Lego Batman thing for the kids.
I bought a new Lexus, too.
I bought a new hybrid Tesla. Just to play in.
Seven golden retrievers.
84 golden retrievers that we're giving 60 of them away to a home that my wife picked out. Because that's what she does.
Where are the other 24 going?
What's that?
The other 24
are going to be our slaves.
We're auctioning off.
Wow.
Live in the house with us.
All right, so yeah, you got the games. You got it going, right?
Yeah, and hopefully it'll.
I'm
get
gonna
me
come
through.
Play some games at your house.
Do it because it's gonna. I haven't had a drink in like 10 days.
I'm gonna
days
knock in your window.
Yeah. Since well,
hey,
what do we?
Patty.
No, more than 2 weeks now since the new year. Yeah. And I thought that you know I remember the last time I quit drinking, I tried to do this again where I was like, I'm gonna get a Nintendo and this will take away the crave.
My life will change,
right? You know, because when you want to have a drink, it's really the social component of it more than anything that you crave, right? You want to go out and be able to talk to people and laugh and
sure.
sip vodka,
yeah.
You know. So, trying to supplement that in a different way. I'm gonna start exercising now.
There you go.
Do
I
it.
I quit drinking and I gained 5 pounds. I'm like, yeah. What the heck? I'm not even eating any anymore.
Any garbage?
Well, I still have a little bit of garbage, you know. Yeah. But I'm not eating extra, right?
Get a heavy bag.
That's what I need to do.
Do workouts from the early 20th century.
What kind of workouts are those?
Just, you know, wrestle a bear.
You mean after
yeah, those are easy to find.
You mean after he gets done playing on his PS3, he gets mad when he loses in the actual video game boxing match, he just goes and takes it out on the punching bag?
That's a good idea. Now, that's a good question. When you do...
Well, the Peloton, right? Is that
Whoa.
How you say it? Is it
the
a Peloton? Is it a Peloton?
Or is it Peloton?
It's Peloton.
Thank
I believe
you,
it was a Peloton.
The Peloton.
What did I call it? A Peloton?
I got the Peloton. I got the console.
I'm making all kinds of mistakes tonight.
We got the console and the Peloton.
We've got the Peloton. We've got the Tesla. I'm making raisin bread tomorrow. And finally, we've got the N64.
You love that guy.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
The River Forest Wasp Dad?
No, just white, wealthy white man father.
That would be a wasp dad.
Wealthy white father.
Lorne Michaels, hold it for a minute. I do a bit. Wealthy white man father. You're going to love it.
I'm making raisin bread. I've got the N64. A Tesla.
That's a Peloton. Good.
A Peloton.
No. I got a front row at Pearl Jam for me and my wife.
Pearl Jam's got a new album coming out.
They're coming back.
What are you going to do? That's good.
Not go.
That's kind of good for this show. There'll be plenty more Eddie Vedder fodder to follow around.
Eddie Vedder fodder.
When you guys are struggling, just throw a little more Eddie Vedder fodder into the program.
I made most of my money doing Eddie Vedder fodder.
My dad was a painter, and he made a lot of money as an Eddie Vedder fodder. Guy.
As an Eddie Vedder fodderist.
As an Eddie Vedder fodderist. That's what he did all the time.
Yeah, that's how it goes now.
Does your dad have a disease or a weird tick? Oh, he's an Eddie Vedder fodderist.
He has Eddie Vedder outburst. Yeah.
It's a syndrome. My uncle's got Alzheimer's. My dad's got Eddie Vedder.
Anyways, you were talking about, the Pelotons.
Yes, I was talking about the Peloton.
You don't need a Peloton. You know what you need? It's just a regular exercise bike. You spend $20-$30 on it, and then tape a TV to the wall. There's your Peloton.
Well, they've gamified working out is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, right? They have. They totally have. Now there's the mirror. You work out in front of a mirror, and it's like there's a hologram in the mirror, like, you work harder.
Yes.
And it gives you, like, it's a digital mirror. It's crazy.
Unbelievable.
A digital mirror.
Well, if you've enjoyed the last hour of this show,
very you have.
Tech-heavy episode again,
yeah.
You can find archived episodes of the Hoolies Hoolie if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can go to iTunes and search for us there, Hoolies Hoolie Show. Show's presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, that's Mike right. Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And Caroline Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. Queen? Play the game. Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Yeah,
that'll take
great.
Us out.
Yeah.
Until next week.
Bye.
Open up your mind and let me step inside. Rest your weary head and let your heart decide. It's so yourself go. Play the game. Driving me insane.